The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning, welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know this voice already, it's Levan Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what it is you do at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is you do, I'm happy that you're doing that do, and that you have decided to do that do with me. Yes, you are correct. I am still playing hymns as I pay, again, all the tribute I know how to pay. To the man that is a legend of a man that has lived and walked, and who I argue should have been cloned during his sojourn here on Earth, the Reverend Dr. Charles W. Saunders. I had the occasion to attend the great Salem Union Baptist Church. And can I tell you this? The regal majesty of the edifice alone. A man that was a man of par excellence. I mean, it is magnificence. The sanctuary that is the Salem Union Baptist Church, and much of it, under the thumb of Reverend Charles W. Saunders, was developed and polished into what it is today. And so that in itself, if the man had done nothing else, that in itself is commendable, right? Like, because you think about other denominational categories, the Anglicans and the Catholics, and don't get me wrong, I know my good Catholic friend is out there thinking, my good Catholic Our Lady's Valley Boys friend is out there thinking, nobody can build an edifice like the Catholics. And he may be correct, but when you consider the worldwide influence and reach of the Catholic Church, you understand why their edifices look the way they do, right? But to consider a Baptist preacher, a Baptist minister, possibly without the resources of the arms of the Catholic and the Anglican Church, able to construct, developed, and I mean completely just allow something like the Salem Union Baptist Church to have been created is majestical, is what it is. It is, I mean, complete and awesome, stunning splendor. And so to the life and the legacy of Charles W. Saunders, I say for the last time here on air, I know where he is in the great beyond. He is dwelling in Beulah Land, because that is the one thing he always he always desired to dwell. And when my old body has left this earth, I shall be dwelling in Beulah Land. He always said that to us as students. And so I know exactly where he is today, dwelling somewhere on the hill in Beulah Land, Reverend Charles W. Saunders, my principal, of course, Pastor Emeritus of Salem Union Baptist, Superintendent Emeritus of the Bahamas Baptist Education Missionary Convention, and the list of titles go on and on and on, all right? And so that's not what I'm here to talk about today, right? I hear the F&M having convention. And live in the air and don't talk about the F&M convention, right? I hear all kind of big time posts up for grabs. Notably, I don't see a run for leader, but I know what they could tell me. They could say, man, we just changed the leader. You ain't gonna change that again, eh? So I brought the one guy that I thought knows the inner workings of the F&M well enough and is able to tell me what exactly he perceives will come at the end of February and then what he imagines will be the trajectory going forward from February, particularly because he himself is actually contending to be in the leadership of the Free National Movement, all right? He is a familiar face. And I don't know, I think he's, you know, he reminds me of, we already have a potcake in politics, right? But I want to call him a Grove potcake. Because a pot cake in Long Island is not akin to the pot cake in the Grove. See, the pot cake in the Grove has a special tendency. And what he is everybody loves to feed him, just not in their yard. All right? And so, you know, Grove pot cake, brownie, that's who I mean. Brownie never really has an actual dwelling place. But we all love him. But he just can't live here, right? And so he's had his uphill battle in politics. And for whatever it is worth, I sometimes wonder, you know, where is the sanity in the madness? But he's here to tell us about it this morning. My guess is none other than former Minister of Health, Chairman of the Free National Movement, hopeful, Dr. Dwayne Sands. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning and congratulations. You know, 15 long months of, I believe, what has been an incredible show.
Yeah,
and I'm sure that people are going to be sad to see, you know, to see you leave. It's this lap when you roll back in.
So I like to do like reincarnations, right? You know, I steal something from Mr. Christie. You know, Mr. Christie introduces all his ideas and then he just introduces them as Christie Idea 2.0. So maybe when I come back the next time, I'll be leaving Miller 2.0. We'll see how that works.
Well, let's see how it goes.
So you've heard what I've had to say. You know, you have decided that you want to offer for chairman. I mean, why now?
You know, Levin, we only got one country.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us that look on and love this place feel as if we've got to do something. That a part of the price of living here is trying to make it better. And so if the vehicle that you believe to be best for improving this country is the Free National Movement, and I believe that with every fiber of my being.
Still unequivocally.
Unequivocally.
Okay.
Now, we've had some rough times and some rough patches, but it is still the better vehicle if you believe there's only two parties, or the best vehicle if you believe that there are more than two.
Okay.
And so a Free National Movement firing on all cylinders brings the potential, particularly for the up-and-coming young people of this country. And I put it to you that as I stand by and I get ready to head into the next decade of my life, that I recognize the need for us to once again have a social revolution.
Okay.
What that means is you can't be an innocent bystander. You've got to throw a blow, and you've got to throw the best blow that you can. So Dwayne Sands now offering himself for service.
Now, many will say, and in 1982, just to put it into context, I was 7 years old, right, in 1982, right? Just so we could contextualize the whole thing. But even as a seven-year-old child, I remember the euphoria attached with the to the victory of the Free National Movement at the polls. August, I will never forget it. My uncle had died recently, before the election. And so I remember my family went from being completely sad about his death and funeralizing. And then the F&M won. And all the sadness went away. And industries opened up. And the business that I'm in today my family became part of as a direct result of an instant F&M policy with the opening up of the public transportation. And so there were many things that people started to become acquainted with that led most of the people that were either born late 70s or mid 80s, like myself, to have a natural affinity towards the F&M, right? It was boom, bang, and bust. Sandals landed, Breezes landed, Atlantis landed. Many of the construction companies, my very own family members that are contractors and people in construction, I saw my family members gaining homes because of employment. And like you said, there was a social revolution. The Bahamas began to change. Fast forward to 25 years later, there are people like me that would argue that particularly after the last dispensation of the Free National Movement, a cry from 1992. As a matter of fact, so far a cry from 1992 that people like myself that were Free National Movement enthusiasts are almost prepared to say that I am 1/8 PLP after that last administration. What went wrong?
I think you hit the nail on the head. We became too much like the PLP, I believe. And so what separates F&Ms from the other major political organization? I think if you were to ask the typical or average Bahamian, they have a different view or a different standard for an F&M government than they do for the PLP.
Mm-hmm.
There's an expectation that governance in the sunshine is different, that there's a level of transparency and a level of progressive approaches to life in the Bahamas, to elevate democracy, to free up opportunities for persons. That, you know, as time has gone by, I don't think we have done those transfigurational or transformational things the way we have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, here comes 2022, and there are some huge expectations on the shoulders that would dare to lead.
Mm-hmm.
And so for Michael Pintard, it is a onerous but welcomed challenge to restore hope in an organization to bring back opportunities for Bahamians.
Mm-hmm.
We have to think of it in terms of what is it that you can expect as a young person, a 15, 16, 17-year-old,
mm-hmm.
what is it that you can expect from your country?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there is no expectation that you're going to be able to own a home. There's no expectation that you can get more than a subsistence job.
Mm-hmm.
There's no expectation that you're going to be included in the wealth that occurs in the far west or in some of the family islands, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
unless it's a fluke. That's very different than what people experienced in 67 and 92, eh?
Mm-hmm. Now,
when it was expected
mm-hmm.
that you were going to be a part of this revolution, that mm-hmm. you were going to be driving the development of this economy.
Mm. Now, I will say this, right? There are people like me that are of the college of thought that the last 5 years of the administration that we've seen, albeit stacked with superstar talent, Jeffrey Lloyd, Elizabeth Johnson, who was wildly popular, Dwayne Sands, who else was in there? Michael Pintard. I mean, just an absolute dream team, right? Marvin Dames, nonetheless. Some people would say that if we had to put an adjective to the 5 years that was, largely, that adjective appeared to be ineptitude. It simply looked like the F&M was flat-footed, and that they didn't know how to maneuver their way through very difficult times. And as they actually said, man, these are difficult times. And I don't know, you know, you have had an opportunity to be on the inside of the cabinet, and so you know the conversations that were around the table. Was the F&M prepared the way it ought to have been to take this country where it should have been going in the last 5 years?
I think we can look at whatever metaphor you want to use or analogy when you can see teams loaded with talent
mm-hmm.
and the chemistry just wasn't there that they didn't execute.
Mm.
you know, we are coming up into Super Bowl Sunday, mm-hmm. and there are two Cinderella teams.
I'm betting on the Bengals, by the way.
Yeah, two. So am I. So yeah. You know, we good.
Okay.
So you have two Cinderella teams that have defeated some incredible teams, mm-hmm. loaded with talent, mm-hmm. And arguably the best quarterback. I mean, Mahomes went home, right?
So did Brady.
Brady went home.
So did Brady.
Okay.
I cried.
So you need a certain level of chemistry, a level of drive. You got to want it and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. You got to have some luck. Mm-hmm. The combination of factors from 2017 to 2021, mm-hmm. 2022, for whatever reason, led to a team of persons who were truly committed to transforming this country, mm-hmm. not accomplishing anywhere near as much as they wanted to, mm-hmm. and also led to a conversion from 35-4 to now, I think, what's the number?
They got 7.
32-7.
Yeah.
In 4 short years. Mm-hmm. So how does this organization now turn this thing around? Mm-hmm. The first thing that you got to do is go back.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that we are the party of 1992 or the party of 1997 or the party of 2007 or 2017. Mm-hmm. But the core values need to be out there big as Billy. Mm-hmm. Because that is what the 40,000 people who stayed home and didn't vote for the mm-hmm. F&M mm-hmm. are missing. Mm. They want to know that, boy, you know, I believe in these things so strongly that when you deviate from it, mm-hmm. that I on your run at all.
Yeah.
And so we now are going to go back and reclaim those persons by our actions, not by our words, by our actions, demonstrate that we truly believe and we live this philosophy. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, come up with some ideas, come up with some policies and some vision that people, particularly young people, can buy into to say, you know, I don't think I'm going to emigrate to Canada or to the United Kingdom or to Poland. Mm-hmm. I think I can try my hand in the Bahamas and see if I could build this country.
There are some people, Doc, that will say, well, you know, what the F&M needs is new blood. They need vivaciousness. They need dynamism. They need, at the very least, some young men with testicles, right? Because we don't find very many brave young men around here in politics these days, I've found. But there are some people that will say, you know, Dr. Sands is from the old college. I've actually sat in watering holes where people said, Sands again? Man, I don't think he had enough. And do you consider yourself a part of the old college, the new college, or are you like the bridge between?
My brother, I got 2 18-month-old shirts. Okay?
So we know some of the things still working.
So just leave, let that thought, you know, kind of marinate in your head a little bit.
You're a braver man than I am. I don't want to have 18-month-old children. I promise you. You're braver than I am.
So I am not afraid to go where people may not want to venture. Mm. And I think we have to take some considered risks for this country mm-hmm. if we are going to benefit. And I am sick and tired of seeing the Bahamas as an underperformer. Mm-hmm. You know, we have led the Caribbean.
All right. You hear my music. That means I'm going to a break. Don't move. I've got more of the good doctor. Dr. Dwayne Sands, he's with me. We could talk about, you know, his run as chairman. I just needed to clear the record a little bit. We'll be back after this.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always. You're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance. Peace of mind.
Girl, Carl Jr. just showed me Bulla boy in his...
He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Layvon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. It's Levin Miller. I'm here on Guardian Radio. That means I'm unleashed on your radio. That means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. And I've got the good doctor. And I, by the way, I genuinely like Dr. Dwayne Sands. I mean, I don't know if y'all could tell. I like the on my sleeve. You know, I just pick random groups of people that I like. So Dwayne Sands is in there. Lieutenant Commander Samantha Hart is in there. Commander William Stirrup is in there. Just check. Former Commodore Cliff Scavala is in there. Charles Sanders is in there. Jeffrey Lloyd is in there. So I have a barrage of, you know, of wonderful people that I allow to influence my thought from a distance sometimes, sometimes from up close. And Dr. Dwayne Sands is one of them. So I don't want you all to say, oh, Levin, you're giving Doc a break because you like him. No, he could tell you I like him, but nobody hits him at a right hook like me sometimes. So please don't feel like I am letting him get away. Doc, I've got to say this, right? It appears as though in the last 6 months, 5 months, members of the Free National Movement have all gone to Jordan and had been baptized, right? I see pronouncements like the government has got to find a way to give Bahamians land coming out of the FNM caucus now. I've seen things like the government has got to be serious about legislation towards marital rape. If the government is, and I see so many pronouncements now coming out of the belly of the Free National Movement, all from people that are a part of the parliamentary national movement. And so I imagine they have the ability to speak for the Free National Movement, but except they had a road to Damascus experience or have all gone down to Jordan, then where are these new pronouncements coming from?
Well, I think you understand Westminster. I think you realize cabinet protocol that you know you don't have a personal opinion. You speak based on the consensus view of the government at the time. And so, you know, let's talk about something like marital rape, obviously an emotive issue. If you take the whip off, if you allow people to speak their mind, I'm sure you'd get a wide range of views. Clearly, we have an inappropriate, unacceptable level of gender-based violence in this country. And I think people are now recognizing that we have been too timid in wiping it out. And so when you see a young lady getting shot in the head, holding a baby, or a young woman getting run over by a car, we have gone deep into the abyss.
Yeah, we are far left, yeah.
We have gone deep into the abyss. And I don't believe any right-thinking Bahamian now should say that there's anything inappropriate about demanding that we deal with this issue head on and move significantly ahead of where we are. And some of the issues that we've kicked the can down the road, whereby we have constitutional discrimination against women, I think it's time to get rid of this. Mm.
You happen to have been the Minister of Health under the last administration. You, by all definitions, had the baptism by fire with the introduction of COVID, right? How it ends, you tender a resignation because of some actions taken while in cabinet. That resignation was accepted. You now get an opportunity to see two ministers of health deal with some of the challenges that have presented the country during the COVID pandemic. Are there any regrets about the resignation? And are there any things that you have seen either from the most recent predecessor or his now successor that gives you calm as a former minister of health that you've done some of the right things in the early stages, as well as are there some that, had I known that, I would have done something differently?
You know, Levin, it's you look at the privilege to serve, and I served as minister from May 2017 until May the 5th, 2020. Mm-hmm. I was asked to resign, and I resigned.
Mm-hmm. So you were asked to resign?
Yeah, I mean, okay. It's no big secret.
Okay, very good. I just want to make sure, they say the Westminster, you do something, then you offer your resignation, and then there's a resignation acceptance. So I just wanted to make sure that we cleared that up. You were asked to resign, you resigned.
I would have given it my all. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I made some mistakes along the way.
Sure.
But in the process of trying to solve problems for the people of the Bahamas and this country, mm-hmm. you give it your absolute best. Mm-hmm. I then have a different view about the challenges facing my immediate successor mm-hmm. and the subsequent successor and mm-hmm. then the current Minister of Health.
Okay.
And, they all would have had their positives and negatives. Mm. It's not easy. It is certainly not easy because even within the cabinet, mm-hmm. you have the Minister of Tourism who want to push you a different way. Mm-hmm. Man, let's open this thing up. The finance minister say, we got to make some money. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got to say, my brother, you got to hold the line. Mm-hmm. You have a duty to make the right decisions for the right reason. Okay. You are not the finance minister. You're a health minister. Mm-hmm. Now, if the brothers and sisters vote you down, that's a different issue.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, you take a position to defend the public's health.
The new minister of health seems to be quite bludgeoned. He is, I like him. He reminds me of Stone Cold Steve Austin, right? And so people have had a bit of difficulty with the way he's executing his powers as Minister of Health and subsequently, I guess, chairman of whatever is now known to be the competent authority. Any qualms there with the most prevalent elephant in the room, cancellation of the
No, I don't even know who Dexter Dapps is. I had to Google him. Okay. So you may say I am not relevant.
What?
Right? I don't know who I Google him. I went on YouTube. I listened to a couple of songs.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, fine. That's who he is.
Ah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I saw a couple of females say that they didn't know Dex.
I wouldn't have gone to his concert. No how. But. There are plenty of people who would have.
Indeed.
I think.
So you see no foul there?
I think he made the right call.
All right.
Okay? And it's tough. It's tough, particularly when mm-hmm. your colleagues are telling you, man, this thing gone, COVID mm-hmm. gone. Mm-hmm. You know, our people are telling us they don't want to wear no mask no more. They don't want no vaccine. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to party and mm-hmm. drink and carry on. Mm-hmm. And the Minister of Health has to look at the data, look at the evidence, and make recommendations to his cabinet colleagues, even when they shout him down.
Mm. All right, so that's good. Let's talk a little bit about chairman. You are running for chairman against Elizabeth Johnson in a two-way race.
It's a three-way race.
Didn't they say Colin Ingram pulled his hat?
You have Michael Folks.
Michael Folks. My apologies, Michael Folks.
Ellsworth Johnson mm-hmm. and Dwayne Sands okay. Running for the post of chair. And yes, Colin Ingram did bow out.
Okay.
I want to say thank you to him for his service to the Free National Movement. Mm-hmm. He has been one of those quiet workers.
Okay.
And now, I got nothing bad to say about either Michael or Ellsworth. Mm-hmm. And I say to the delegates, they have been good supporters of the FNM. They have been soldiers in the field. Mm-hmm. But when you go in that ballot box and you look at the posted chairman, you vote for Dwayne Sands.
Mm. Now, I've seen some interesting maneuvers. politics, right? I always believe that politics is a gladiator sport. You bring your sword or you lose your head. It's as simple as that, right? Interesting endorsements. Endorsement by Roma Italia Johnson. Very interesting endorsement.
The first female speaker
of the House of Assembly, yeah. But also, chiefly, and most notably, sister of Ezra Johnson.
Well, I mean, that is also true. But the most significant thing is that she is a powerful woman mm-hmm. in the Bahamas who holds a role in our most significant group of freedom fighters. That would be the Meritorious Council members.
Okay.
So our constitution allows currently for 100 MCMs. We're now down to, I believe, 82 or 83, mm-hmm. With one just having recently died. Mm-hmm. So the significance of that endorsement, I believe, was more her role as a powerful female voice mm-hmm. and as a powerful politician in the Free National Movement. Mm-hmm. She happened to be the sister of one of my opponents.
Not concerned about making the family grill outs awkward?
Look, man, I grew up in a house where my father was a PLP uh-huh. and my mother was an FNM.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
My brother's married to Lyndon Pinlin's daughter.
Yes.
Okay? I am an FNM candidate.
Yes.
Okay? We did not believe that politics should be a blood sport.
Okay.
And so just like you could pull for the Dolphins. I don't know who would pull for the Dolphins, but anyway.
I don't know who would pull for the Dolphins either.
I could pull for the New England Patriots and still love you anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
So I think that the unfortunate part about politics in the Bahamas is that we have taken it to a ridiculous level now. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that she would endorse me couldn't simply stand on the basis of the fact that she thought I was a better candidate.
Okay, so let us then talk about the second ringing endorsement from the reigning present chairman. He has had rough patches. I don't, in my own view, let me just give you my own view. He's not been the most sparkly chairman I've ever seen. A lot of people question his ability to have galvanized the Free National Movement, particularly when you consider the fact that the Free National Movement has lost so much ground. You consider the fact that the chairman of the party is the guy that puts together the branches and makes sure that the machinery is oiled and all of that kind of stuff and is responsible for the books and making sure that the party is battle ready. You look at the crushing defeat that he's had recently, right? That rests on the shoulder of two people, the leader and the chairman, right? Interesting endorsement.
And it is yet another endorsement that I appreciate. Mm-hmm. You know, Carl Kalmer has his strengths. He has significant influence in the organization, mm-hmm. and I am happy to have received his endorsement. Mm-hmm. I think it speaks volumes that he chose to endorse Duane Sands and not either of the two other candidates for chairman. Mm-hmm. And as we go down the list of endorsements, while I'm prepared to stand on my own 2 feet, mm-hmm. it is nice to know that people recognize what you bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And you hope that people say more things positive about you than negative.
Now, I don't know if I missed it in the news cycle. Maybe they printed it in the Thursday paper. I am not sure. Noticeably missing from the endorsements for chairman was the man that has basically endorsed you to be leader of the party, a Free National Movement leader and former Prime Minister Hubert Ingham. I haven't seen that endorsement. Is it coming?
You know, we sell no wine before it's time. So let us see. You know,
has the endorsement for leader gone anywhere? Because I don't know if it would be tongue in cheek for the Zia man that has basically given a ringing endorsement that you could be leader of this party and possibly prime minister one day for him to double back now and say, you know, I'm going to endorse him as chairman. Are you any at all troubled by that?
I think what's important is that an endorsement speaks to a general feeling mm-hmm. about an individual, their competence, their passion, their capacity. And I don't believe that it's necessarily post-specific. Mm-hmm. So the same individual would have been an instrumental part in the process leading to the election of Michael Pintard as the leader of the Free National Movement. We have a leader. My wife keep telling me that I gotta modernize my metaphors, right? Because I like to talk about the Bulls of the 80s and the 90s. And the fact that Michael Jordan could not beat the Detroit Pistons or the Celtics or any other great dynasty of the late 80s and early 90s until he got a Scottie Pippen. Okay?
Yeah.
So when you see a new leader with hopes and dreams of so many people on his shoulders, it will be very, very helpful if, again, we use the metaphor of a Michael Jordan, if he's got that Scottie Pippen to help him.
And so, you're saying to me now that you are prepared to play number two, but there is a number two because there will be a deputy. I think that race is looking like Mr. White, Adrian White, and of course Mr. Shannon Cartwright. That then puts you in the position of number three, albeit from a different position, because as chairman you play so many different roles. Are you saying that no matter what the number one and two spot looks like, well, we know what the number one spot looks like. No matter what the number two spot looks like, you're able to come in there and be the third man.
Are you capable of being Chris Bosh? I'm going
to
turn your words right back at you when you said that it's the leader and the chairman. Okay? No disrespect at all to the deputy. The deputy, particularly the deputy that we have serving now, has been a phenomenal leader in his own right. And the fact that he has now decided to bow out, hopefully he will retain his statesman-like role in the Free National Movement. But the role of the leader, and there's one leader at a time, and the role of the chair are complementary.
Okay.
One guides the vision of the organization, and the other makes sure that that vision can be carried out.
So like Dwayne Wade and LeBron James.
Man, you could call whatever names you want. You know, some people would move all the way to Steph Curry and others, right?
Okay, no problem.
But I think that the understanding is that you cannot win a championship unless you have a team.
Good.
And somebody has to be the person who is looking after the nuts and bolts of making sure that team is battle ready.
Do you think you're relatable?
I know I'm relatable.
Okay.
You know, it's very interesting when people say, boy, Doc, every time you come to my bedside, I feel comforted. I feel safe. I feel that I could trust you. But then turn right around and say, he ain't relatable. Well, how could that be?
I actually cracked that joke last week. I told them if only 70-year-olds were voting, Dr. Sands would win every election in the Bahamas.
Well, it ain't only 70-year-olds. When a fella looks up and say, Doc, I can die. A fella has been shot. And I say, no, you're going to be all right. And then I and my team do everything that we can to make sure that we deliver on that contract, that you're not going to die. So it makes for a good criticism that, you know, let me tear this dude down because you know, he can't relate and so on and so forth, but it has absolutely no basis in truth. People say, well, can he reach him?
I don't think... It's so easy, it's unbelievable.
I don't think anybody who has ever tried to reach me would say that Dwayne Sands is difficult to get a hold of.
Yeah.
Particularly when my good friend Rodney got my number all over the place.
Absolutely.
So my number is now public information.
Public information, yeah.
And I answer my phone or answer the WhatsApp.
And he actually calls back. That's one thing that I can see. You know, some people say, I was supposed to call you back. They never do. But, Doc, before these people say I hog you, I've got one more question to ask, and then I'm going to open these phone lines and try to get through a couple of these text messages. If you're just tuning in, Dr. Dwayne Sands, former Minister of Health, former MP for Elizabeth, and now a hopeful candidate for the chairmanship of the Free National Movement is my guest. What do you think you bring in totality, if you had to do it in 90 seconds, what do you think you bring totally to the future of the FNM?
I think I bring strength. I bring the ability to think and move, to stick and move on my feet. I have a progressive vision of the Bahamas that is not tied to the current reality. I see a Bahamas that is far greater, far better than what we currently have. And I am prepared to do what it takes to work with a team to make that happen. Mm-hmm. Finally, I'm a team player. And, you have to have a team in order to execute. Mm-hmm. We saw a phenomenal team in the 1967 first administration of Pinlin. Mm-hmm. We saw a phenomenal team in the 1992 first administration of Ingram. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once you have an effective team, the sky's the limit.
All right, let me see if I could shotgun through a couple of these text messages. This one here says, last 15 months listening to you have been a pleasure. Sad to see you go. All the best. Please let your fans know where we can continue to listen to you. Well, let me clear this up. I have not been offered any kind of position, portfolio, appointment, or anything. As a matter of fact, I am going to take up, you know, I am a local community watering hole ambassador. You've seen me in my role, Doc. I am now going to expand my territory, and I shall be considered the ambassador of Angleston and the Greater Grove area. Hopefully in a year or two, if I keep this up, I will be ambassador of everything within a 2-mile radius of Market Street. All right? And so that is the only thing that I have up right now. Whenever I'm back in the saddle, I'll be sure to let you know. This says, come on, Mr. Miller, you'll be missed. Just stay on the airwave and let your politicians know. They talk nonsense and they all lie. And if you ain't a friend or family, you ain't getting nothing. And note to all, it's not going to get any better. Wow, that's, I don't know. I don't know if I want to ever consider the Bahamas that great. Miller, F&M or nothing. Okay, good morning, Levin. Hope you're well today. Everyone is being hired by the Davis administration. What about you? Nope. I am going to be the ambassador of Angleston and the Greater Grove area. Hi, Levin. Are you leaving radio? Yes, I am. This one here says, Brother Levin, and guess the Cinderella teams were allowed by the NFL syndicate to pull the plug on the championship teams, Chiefs and 49ers. Super Bowl, what number is this? LVI, I don't know what it says. Is this 62, 61? It's not Super Bowl, but Boiled Crab Bowl. And that is from the Bay of Grand Bahama. Let me say a special hello to my friends in Grand Bahama down there at Pelican Bay and the ones that are castaways. Who knows? Maybe I may come to Grand Bahama for a short bit. Mr. Miller asks Dwayne Sands, how is our vote our voice? If our MP vote is mortgaged to the party when the whip is on, keep that in mind, Doc. This one here says, yes, truly, Levin Miller, you will be missed. Thank you. You all are so kind. Please reconsider. I saw you dashing and handsome at Reverend Charles Sanders' service yesterday. You all are very kind to me. I was there. I was at Reverend Sanders' funeral. Now, did I hear right from the learned Dr. Sands make an excuse for the F&M terrible government's legacy? He's over here sounding like the chairman to me. Levin asked Sands if he has dropped his dream to be prime minister. Let's talk about that. Have you dropped the dream to be prime minister, yes or no?
The dream that people talk about is not anything that I have been putting out there. Mm-hmm. People love to ask me that question. Mm-hmm. When you can try to take over the party? When you can do this? When you can do that? Dwayne Sands does not need to be leader or prime minister in order to be either happy or self-actualized. Mm-hmm. What I do need to know is that my country is going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And so when I decided that I would run for office, it was in order to have an opportunity to affect change. Mm-hmm. When I decided to accept the role of cabinet minister, it was to effect change. Mm-hmm. And so, if I thought that this country was going to do well without me, I could easily walk away. Mm. But many of us are not really prepared to step up to the plate.
Yeah, and you got 18 months old, so you got to make sure you secure our country.
You know, I keep saying I got a dray load of churn, okay? And for me, there was no better place in the world than the Bahamas. Mm. That's not true for our children now. Mm. And they've been sucked away to places like Canada, the UK, and
Canada
elsewhere.
Is siphoning them off for sure. This one here says, ask your guests, is there a rift in the FNM? And how bad is it on a scale of 1 to 10? I will say that the FNM sometimes looked to me like a political two-headed monster in its recent history. Is there a rift?
The FNM has always been a movement, a coalition of forces. You got rich and poor, black and white, merchant class and workers, etc. Mm-hmm. And when those forces are aligned, we are an unbeatable mm-hmm. entity. Mm-hmm. Contrast that to the Progressive Liberal Party, which is somewhat monolithic in its appeal. Mm-hmm. Their base is pretty much composed of a similar group of persons. We have lost a number of our supporters mm-hmm. over the last few years, and we intend to go back and look for them and welcome them back home. Mm-hmm. And in that process, I believe we will once again be a formidable force and an unbeatable force.
Someone here says, I live in Lizzie, and man, he sound like the leader to me. This one here says, ask him if he's playing in the pastors and politicians game this year.
That must be Carlos Reed asking that question. You know, every time I play in that game, I spend about 2 weeks recovering. Okay?
Ice bathing.
You know, I got to get back in shape.
Oh, wow, wow. I don't know. Well, Doc, I'm going to wish you all the best, right? I don't know if my endorsements count for anything, but if they do, right? Because, you know, a lot of people in the FNM hate me because, you know, I was an I for Tanya FNM, right? Now I'm like 1/8 PLP. Like, just 1/8, though. Like, not like all the way, just 1/8. So if you're all over there don't all hate me, right, please, man, vote for Dr. Devine Sands because I like him. And, you know, I would rather see him on TV than some of the other people. At least he's good for TV. I kind of like that about him. So that's my endorsement, Doc. Hopefully they take that. He's a good guy. He's formidable. And he communicates well. I think that's going to take you a long, long, long way because I don't know if communication has been the strong suit of the Free National Movement in the last 4 years. So if for that reason alone, I think that you ought to be considered. And so that is my public endorsement of you as chairman hopeful of the Free National Movement.
Thank you very much.
All right. So, Doc, let me tell you what I'm going to do. We got to get out of here. This is my last show, so I got to say some sad things before I leave radio. Right? So I want to give you 30 seconds to say, I guess, make your final pitch to whoever is out there needing to hear you pitch. And then I'm going to say some sad things so that people could all be sad on this Friday as I leave. How's that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
Perfect.
So, Levin, let me first of all congratulate you for the incredible impact and appeal that you have generated in just 15 short months. Mm-hmm. And when I hear my wife say that she enjoys listening to you, that's a heck of an endorsement.
Ah,
okay?
She's kind.
I am running to become the chairman of the Free National Movement, and I am looking forward to not just us participating in local politics, mm-hmm. but becoming a phenomenal force of change. We now have a consultative leader who has phenomenal appeal both within and without, and I look forward to working hand in hand with him and with our energized executive. Mm-hmm. The public is looking forward to the Free National Movement of yore. And days gone by, they would like to see that the Free National Movement that they relied on, counted on to bring incredible change to their lives, palpable change to their life, is returned. Mm-hmm. I can assure you that better days are coming. And we look forward to making some of the decisions that will lead to progress in this wonderful country of ours.
Appreciate you very much, Doc. Last text writer here says, Dr. Sands left out one very valuable thing. He's a very human person. Anyway, I'll say to you like I say every time, it's been one hell of a ride.